Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Scott McDonald, who is the executive director of the beautiful Memorial Opera House in downtown Valparaiso. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
And you have shows all year round.
Yes.
And many shows. Yeah, I mean, you're really busy over there.
Yes. Five main stage shows, several lunchtime cabarets. Our children's theater program is growing. The Limelight's our youth program. It has 20 classes that they're working through this year. So it's really, really exciting.
How many paid staff members do you have?
Let's see. I have three full-time staff. That includes myself, my administrative coordinator, and my technical director. Uh-huh. And then we have about 10 that are part-time. Mm-hmm. And that ranges from like part-time meaning like, you know, 25 hours a week to like, you know, whenever you can come in.
I see.
And several contractors. Yeah. We have a lot of contractors that work for us.
So you're going to be doing La Cage aux Folles.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Same.
It's such a fun... I can't think of the composer's name. He did Hello...
Jerry Herman.
Jerry Herman, of course. Hello, Dolly.
Yes. Mame. Dear World. Land of Milk and Honey and Mac and Mabel.
So La Cage aux Folles is it from the 70s?
1983.
Oh, that late.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see you mentioned that it's held up for over 30 years.
Yes, it really has. I think to paraphrase Jerry Herman's Tony acceptance speech for La Cage, he set out to write a show that proved that the kind of classic show tune that's hummable and simple still held its place in American theater in the 1980s when we were looking at things like Sunday in the Park with George and some of these really complicated pieces. This is such a simple, lovely piece.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
It doesn't feel like a period piece or dated or anything like that, even 30 years later.
So it is based on the movie was called The Birdcage.
Yes.
So La Cage aux Folles is based on a French story.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about it?
So Jean Perroy wrote the story in the 1970s and the play La Cage aux Folles, and it's about a gay couple who own a nightclub and their son is engaged to a lovely young woman whose parents are extremely conservative and guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah.
The girl and her parents. And so it's the typical kind of comedy along the lines of You Can't Take It With You where, you know, there's this family that kind of appears to be completely insane and everything's going to be spoiled and ruined because the conservative family is going to hate who you really are. So let's change everything about who you are.
And there's a certain amount of cross-dressing involved.
There's a lot of drag involved in the show. One of the main characters in the central couple, Alban, is also Zaza, who is the headlining drag queen at La Cage aux Folles. Mm-hmm. And
has to kind of matron himself.
Matron,
up.
Yes. Become mother. Yes. So.
Very hilarious.
Yes.
Is
great comedy of errors.
Is the father a senator? Or was that just
the conservative
movie?
Father? He is in the play. He is a deputy of the Tradition, Family, and Morality Party.
Okay,
so it sounds familiar.
Yes, and it was Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane, yeah.
Yep, and then Gene Hackman and Diane Wiest were the conservative parents.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I remember it was kind of controversial when it first came
out
because it was very it was very much a caricature of the gay character.
Yes.
But I did not take offense at it. I thought
no.
it was quite fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought it was loads of fun. And I saw the revival on Broadway, the most recent one. And I can't remember the actor's name who won for Zaza.
Douglas Hoche.
Exactly.
Yes.
Magnificent.
Wonderful. And then he appears in things like Penny Dreadful on Netflix, where he's the complete opposite character.
Yeah, he was a fantastic actor in that. So who's directing this show?
I am.
I was hoping that's what
you
would say.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's one of my favorites. I actually did the show 17 years ago. I played Jean-Michel, the son. And it's one of those shows that I just really wanted to make happen.
Yeah.
And it finally was time to bring it to the Opera House. And we just cast it. We have a cast of 15, and we are over the moon.
So when is it on?
We open up April 26th and run for 3 weekends through May 12th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunity to come out to Valpo on a nice evening and see this show. And what are your ticket prices?
Tickets are $21 for adults, $18 for students and seniors, and can be purchased online at memorialoperahouse.com or through our box office at 219-548-9137.
Well, fantastic. And oh, just quickly about your cast, is that local people?
Yes, it is all local volunteers. We've had a couple people from Chicago come in to do the show, and we are very, very excited, but people from all over the region.
Great.
So,
wonderful. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Scott, for being here to tell us about La Cage aux Folles at Memorial Opera House. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.